Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is good to be with you. I always look forward to these times. They're a blessing for me. I trust that they are for you and that they're helping you grow in your walk and your relationship with the Lord, that they're helping you grow closer to Him each day. I want to thank Jonathan and Nikki for all that they do to help make these times possible, but obviously more than anyone, I thank our Lord for loving us, for making salvation possible, for adopting us as His children, for wanting us to know Him and giving Him times like these to come before Him, giving us His Word to reveal Himself to us, His Spirit to give us understanding. More than anything, we just want to thank Him and to seek Him together today. So let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You so much for the day that You have given to us. And Lord, for making this time possible, Father, thank You for Your eternal love for us, the gift of Your Son, the salvation that is through Him. Father, the reality of You being in our life. Father, thank You for Your Word. Father, Your Spirit to interpret Your Word. And Father, as we're before You, we want to hear from You. We want to know You. We want to know Your ways. Father, we want to know how You'd have for us to live. Lord God, we need You. We want You. Please speak to us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we've often stated and have commented on and pointed to, these are very, very dangerous times in which we live. They're certainly dangerous socially as we see crime increasing, both in the amount of it, but also the seriousness of it, the severity of it. These are dangerous times economically when we see inflation going up and staying up, and not only the inflation, but we look at the possible ramifications of a tremendous recession, maybe even more than that. These are spiritually difficult times as we see very dark forces almost openly at work in ways that we've never seen them in our lifetime, not in this nation. Politically, these are dangerous times as we are living under a regime that can only be called totalitarian. As we see growing tyranny, as we see the ever-increasing threat to our liberty, to our freedom, these are very dangerous times. And we wonder, how can we live in these kind of days? Where can we find help to live in these times? Well, as we open God's Word to Psalm 121, we see that the psalmist has the very same question. Now, it's a very familiar psalm to you, at least it probably is. It's one of my favorite psalms, one I often go to, especially in time of difficulty or time of burden or worry or concern or fear. And as we look at this psalm, we begin, as I simply want us to work our way through it. The first thing that we see is the search for help. Look at verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? This psalm is what's referred to as a song of ascents. It's one of the psalms that the worshipers would sing on their way up to Jerusalem. And I say up to Jerusalem because no matter which way you approach Jerusalem, you have to climb up. So you're always going up to Jerusalem. But it was also a very dangerous place. There were harsh, rugged mountains, dangerous terrain. There were bandits armed, what we'd call gangs, operating in the area. So it was a very dangerous place. And every step had a potential for a fall. And every rock and outcropping had a potential of hiding dangerous adversaries. And so the psalmist looks around. He says, where can I find help? How often do we ask ourselves that very same question? As we live in this time that's dangerous, as we've already stated, politically, morally, socially, economically, but also spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and certainly physically, where can we find help? And so we see the psalmist as he has this search for help. But then notice, he not only doesn't leave it there, that aspect of there being the search for help, he goes very quickly on to talk about the source of help. And he makes it very clear. Look at what we read in verse 2. My help comes from the Lord. In a very rough, rugged, dangerous place, he is able to say that the Lord is his help. Through a path, on a journey that led through very dangerous areas, full of dangerous people, there was only one source of help, and he knew that source, and that was in fact the Lord. He was saying, the Lord is my help, and I trust him. Can you say that? Have you trusted him? First of all, in terms of salvation, the Bible makes it very clear that we're sinners in and of ourselves, that there's an eternal judgment awaiting us, and that the only way into salvation is through personal faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Where you personally trust Him as your Lord and as your Savior, have you honestly made Christ your trust? But believer, how about in your everyday life? Are you in fact trusting Him? There's only one source of help, and that is in fact the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you entered into Him through salvation? And are you living your daily life based on that trust? He is the source of help. But we have to ask ourselves the obvious question, can He really help? Is He enough? Does He really do anything? Well, as we look at the balance of this psalm, we see the sufficiency of God's help and the fact that He is absolutely worthy of our trust. And as we look at the balance of this psalm, we see the reasons that make Him sufficient. We see that, A, He is sovereign. Look at the latter part of verse 2, who made heaven and earth. I said there that He's sovereign, and I'm putting a whole lot of things together when I say that. He is the one who's in fact made everything, which means He owns everything. He controls everything. Everything exists for Him. Everything remains in existence only because of Him. Our Lord is in fact sovereign. Nothing can happen except what He allows to happen in the fulfillment of His plan for His ultimate blessing of us. We are before the sovereign God, the one who's in control. All these other forces and factors that we talk about, whether they're political or whether they're in the media, whether they are have some sort of, you know, run up and control of the streets, He's the one who's absolutely in control. He is in fact sovereign. You can trust Him because He's in control. Are you trusting Him? But not only that, but we see that He is involved. And that might not seem like a very deep theological term, but the reality is it expresses an idea that we need to understand. When we talk about our Lord, we need to understand that He's not merely up there somewhere. He's not merely out there. He is personally involved in working. You think about what we read in verse 3. He will not allow your foot to slip. The idea there is the fact that He is involved with you as you take every single step. He's guiding every single step. You know, I enjoy hiking. I especially enjoy it in the mountains. In so many places in the mountains, it is absolutely a necessity to make sure that your foot is anchored down. For Christmas, I got a nice pair of hiking boots, and the grip, the lug on those boots, it is tremendous. It's made for digging in to give you a sureness of step. God is the one who guides the steps in our life. He is, in fact, involved with us every step of the way. God Himself is the one who anchors our foot. You can trust Him. Not only that, but He is diligent. You think about what we read in the latter part of verse 3, going on through verse 4. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. God is always watching out for us, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. God is never off duty. There's never a time when He's not watching over you. There's never a time when He isn't with you. There is never a time when God is in fact not watching over you. And of course, tied very closely to that, and I've already hinted at it, is D, the fact that He is present. Look at verse 5. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. He is with you. You know, obviously, the sun's over here as I film this. And you think about the fact, you know, the shade from your body is always there. You realize even more so God is, even closer. He promised in Matthew 28, lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. Hebrews 13 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, one of the worst parts of being in a difficult, stressful, fearful situation is if we think or fear that we are alone in those times. Child of God, you are never alone. He is always with you. He is with you now. You may be going through a very, very difficult time in your life. And you may look around. It might not seem like any humans are with you. You may feel like you're very lonely in the situation, but He is with you. He is, in fact, present. He is also supreme. Look at verses 6 through 7. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. He is greater than anything that would ever try to hurt us. He's greater than any threat during the day. He's greater than any threat during the night. He's greater than any physical threat, spiritual threat, mental threat, or emotional threat. He is, in fact, supreme. And you think about it, with such a God, what is there to fear? The answer is nothing. We serve the Almighty God. But not only that, we also see, He is eternal. Look at verse 8. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. From this moment to eternity to come, He will guard us. And again, what is there to fear? He's always there. He will always be there. And so, yes, the psalmist said, I'll lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord. And you think about all those qualities and characteristics. No wonder the psalmist had confidence. Those same characteristics, qualities, attributes of God, and they could certainly be expressed in deeper theological terms. But with a God such as this, what is there to fear? We can say, my help comes from the Lord. What a wonderful protector we have. And I hope as you go through this day, whatever you may be facing in your own personal life, as we face these times in our nation, in our world, I hope that you're able to say, my help comes from the Lord. And I hope that you'll rest in Him and trust Him. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You. Father, that You are the one who helps us. Father, that we can trust You, we can rest in You. Oh Lord, our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God, thank You for being such a strong refuge. Thank You, oh God, that You're with us, greater than anything. Lord, we love You, we praise You, we thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope as you go through today that you go through it remembering that God is with you, this great, wonderful God, and with Him, there is nothing to fear.